from the Philippine Legislators Committee on Population and Development. This is SKL, the UHD podcast. SKL, the UHD podcast, is a podcast channel launched by PLCPD that aims to engage stakeholders in discussion about human development issues and how they affect their daily lives. Policy recommendations for addressing such issues will also be discussed and put forward in these episodes. Trigger warning. This episode may contain stories and discussions on sexual harassment, abuse, and rape that may trigger traumatic memories in persons who have experienced or witnessed such violence.
I was 13 years old and a new commuter. It was around the last day or week of my 7th grade that I was wearing our PE uniform. I remember being so happy for being able to experience and enjoy interims as I reflected my first year in high school. Sumakay ako. It was rush hour that time kaya punuan na. There was this guy who rode and sat beside me. It looked suspicious at first because he was hiding his hand. And then, he opened his eye. Malapit niyang hawakan yung pepe ko. But I stopped his hands, holding it for a while, until I got down. Malayo pa naman ako sa bahay ko, pero natakot uli ako sumakay. Hindi ko alam kung ano ba dapat ang mararamdaman ko noon. Pagdating sa bahay, umiyak agad ako sa harap ng tatay ko. Pagkatapos nun, sa sumunod na school year, natatakot ako tuwing wala akong kasama pa uwi. Natatakot ako maglakad mag-isa. Natatakot ako kung may katabi akong lalaki sa jeep o tricycle. I hated it so much. Kung akala ng iba mababaw yun, hindi. I've been catcalled a lot of times, even as I was wearing my uniform. Walang mababastos kung hindi kayo bastos.
When I was in senior high school, we had to make a cell model for our biology project. While making the model, I had a lot of glue on my hand. Our teacher went to our group and said,
"Gusto mo dagdagan pa natin yan?"
At first, I didn't understand it, but my friend said that it's because it looked like I had dried semen all over my hand. During the encoding of grades, I was asked to go to the faculty room due to a quiz I missed on his subject and had to retake. After finishing the quiz, I gave my paper to him, and he placed a sticky note on my shoulder, feeling his touch on the strap of my bra. This teacher had already got a load of complaints from other students, especially girls, and it frustrates me that he's able to stay in that school for a year, even when students are not comfortable. He even had a reputation from other schools for harassing students. As far as I know, he doesn't teach in that school anymore, but what bothers me is that these things happen a lot. And people are now slowly coming forward to tell their stories. Teachers should stop preying on their students, their kids. Sometimes, the most dangerous places are those we thought were safe.
And pardon me,
Anim na taon ako noon at nakasuot ako ng school uniform nung may nakatabi akong lalaki sa jeep. Akala ko, kaya gumagapa ang kanyang kamay sa gilid ng aking hita ay dahil gusto niya akong nakawan. Pero nilampasan niya ang bulsa ko at sabay napunta sa pekpek ko. Sinamantala niya na nakakandong sa akin ang bag ko at naharangan ang ginawa niya sa akin. Hindi ko ito masumbong sa ate ko na kasabay kong pumasok. wala akong nagawa. Muli, 6 na taon lang ako noon. Preparatory pa lang ako noon. Yun ang pinakamahabang biyahe ko sa jeep. Sa takot ko, nakatulala lamang ako sa klase. Inabot ako ng lagnat dahil rito at pinauwi na ako ng aking guro. Walang nakalam sa bahay. Pumasok ako na ganadong mag-aral, ngunit umuwi akong may lagnat at takot. Namatay ang nanay ko nang hindi niya ito alam dahil sa takot ko. Ang mga taong may pag-iisip na kagaya ni Ben Tulfo ang dahilan kung bakit may mga manyak at rapist. Tinatanggap nyo ang mga kababuyan na pag-iisip dahil madali namang sisihin ang biktima sa nangyari. Ang mga taong kagaya mo ang dahilan kung bakit takot magsalita ang mga biktima. Ngayon, sabihin mo, masisisi mo ba ang 6 na taong gulang na naka-school uniform?
The most dangerous places are those we thought were safe.
And recorded me on video.
Walang mababastos kung hindi kayo bastos.
You are now listening to SKL, PUHD podcast, brought to you by the Philippine Legislators Committee on Population and Development. I'm Erin.
And I'm Jillian. Through this podcast, we hope to bring you stories and have you join in on discussions about human development concerns, how they affect our daily lives, and what concrete actions all of us can take to contribute to addressing these concerns.
As we open, we heard testimonials from Emma, Jane, and Sarah about their experiences of sexual abuse. This is a very sensitive topic. Thank you for sharing your stories and for being strong. And please know that we are with you in this fight. I hope our SKL listeners will give us their full attention as we talk about the hashtag #iyahako and what it represents and why it matters.
You can send us your questions and comments on this episode through Twitter and Facebook at PLCPD1989 and use the hashtags #SKLpodcast and #usapanghumandevelopment. For this episode particularly, we're also using the hashtags #NGBV, #GirlDefender, #CreatingSpaces, and #IhaAko.
Ayun. So, wag na tayo magpatumpik-tumpik pa, no, Jillian? Let's get this thing started. What is #IhaAko all about? And what were your observations?
So, the #IhaAko all started when Kaki commented on the news of a local police station in Quezon Province saying that telling girls that they should not wear short clothes to prevent sex crimes. She called out this news report by saying that we should teach people not to rape and not how to dress.
Grabe, no? I remember that Ben Tulfo responded to this, starting with the term Iha, saying that a rapist or a juvenile sex offender's desire to commit the crime will always be there. And they're just looking for an opportunity to do it. Which is why ladies, that's what he said, no? Ladies mm-hmm. should dress up to not invite the beast. So it's like you're putting the blame on the victim but not on the perpetrator. Tama, Jillian, no?
Yun nga eh. Kaya ang brief observations ko talaga sa hashtag nito ay ang daming kwento na lumabas at iba't ibang klase ng kwento, hindi lamang yung kwento ng rape mismo kaagad, kundi different forms talaga of sexual harassment na paminsan yung iba hindi nila maaakala na sexual harassment na pala ito. Pero ang sa tingin ko kasi once uncomfortable na talaga ang isang tao at hindi siya natutuwa sa inyong ginagawa, ay isang form na yon ng sexual harassment, di ba?
Alam mo, from what I learned, Jillian, and also sharing this to our KSKLs out there, no, there are degrees to sexual harassment. No? It starts with just an assault to the case of rape mismo. And we actually consider leering na ngayon, yung just staring in a very sexual way to particularly women, is already...
Parang male gaze, di ba?
Yes, yes. So, Jill, can we expound on this since you already mentioned about these stories of sexual abuses? When did the conversation start?
So, ang hashtag na, hashtag iha ko, ay hindi lang yun, nagsimula yun sa isang similar na hashtag din na meron dati, ang hashtag MeToo. So, ang hashtag MeToo ay nagsimula noong 2006 by Tarana Burke sa MySpace pa mismo. So, nagsimula ito sa pag-upload ng videos na kung saan nagsishare sila na kanilang experiences. So, parang same form at same way kung paano nagagamit ang hashtag iha ko. Ngunit, it only gathered enough attention to spark this wide-scale global movement by Alyssa Milano on 2017, wherein a number of women in Hollywood, so Hollywood actresses, opened up their experiences of sexual harassment within their workplaces. So, inside the Hollywood scene mismo, diba? So, ang movement ito ay nag-gather ng 12 million posts. So, imagine nyo kung gaano karami ang kwento yun, diba? Of
and
women.
From what I heard, Jillian, the 12 million posts just bursted in 24 hours. So,
yeah, diba?
Imagine all the other posts. And this is all over the world. So, it's a global issue.
Yeah, so, this global online movement, since dumating din siya dito sa Pilipinas, so, kasama nga dito ang mga artists like Sab Magalona who retweeted Milano's post, di ba? At doon nagpatuloy na mga Pilipino rin mismo, like dito sa ating bansa, ay nag-share na rin ng kanilang hashtag MeToo stories.
Grabe, no? So from the global online movement, which is the hashtag MeToo, it went to the Philippines as hashtag Ihako. It got inspired from that movement. And then pumunta pa ito sa mga local na mga levels at mas marami pang nagkaroon ng courage to speak up. And if you're familiar of the hashtag Maniacs of UPV, it actually came from the UP Miyagao incident, no? Have you heard of it?
Yes. Actually, narinig ko yun eh. And I think yun yung pagkakaiba ng kwento ng mga hashtag MeToo dito sa hashtag Iha ko. Kasi dito lumalabas ang pag-call out mismo ng institusyon, hindi lamang yung kanilang perpetrators. Kaya interesting ang hashtag Maniacs of UPV kasi sinabi nila mismo kung saang place nagaganap ang mga kwento na ito.
Ayan, no? So, from the cyberspace down to our streets and our schools and other public places, even our workplaces, we start to question, is there really a safe space, especially today?
Yun nga eh, di ba?
So, Jill, we have established that the hashtag MeToo movement has started 2006 and it's in MySpace, ah. It's even before Facebook. So,
yes.
Naabutan ko yung MySpace, but it's like on the last year na. Pero yung ano dito, yung this only means that the issue has been present for a very, very long time now.
Yes.
Most of these issues get, or rather the online movements such as these hashtag MeToo and then hashtag Iyako, some people would actually refer to it as very elitist kasi yung mga artist lang yung or key personalities, yung mga sikat, these are the people who were only heard according to them. But does these movements only want to recognize Frankie? Maybe you can expound on that, Jill.
Ano sa tingin? Siguro, Fico, hindi naman siya sa pag ayaw nilang i-recognize si Frankie, pero more of my hesitation lamang. And I think kasi matagal na kasi itong movement na ito. Like, kung iisipin natin siya, maaari natin siyang i-lump under the feminist movement, diba? Na nag-start ito noong 1970s pa and for so long. Pero kailangan natin kasing alalahanin na iisa lamang si Frankie sa milyong-milyong babae who stand against GBV and sexual abuse. Siguro yung hirap lang talaga within this online sphere is for you to get trending kasi talaga, di ba, when you look at it, you need a number of people to make it trend. And it usually starts with someone who has a good following or has a great following. Or yun nga kung tawagin natin, or ay artista. Pero yun nga, isipin nga natin, kasi si Frankie din naman mismo ay nag-hesitate sa pagtawag sa kanya ng pagiging head or leader ng movement na to. Kasi siya mismo, alam rin niya na hindi lang naman siya, hindi siya maaring leader, maging leader nito, kundi dapat lahat tayo. Kasi lahat tayo, na nagsastand against GBV and sexual abuse ay nakikisama at nakikibaka para matapos itong issue na ito, di ba? Pero yun nga eh, sa pagkaroon ng hesitation kay Frankie, mapapaisip natin na kahit sa mga movements pala, safe space nga rin ba talaga siya? Like, what is really a safe space and is there really a safe space?
Ayun, no? So, yung in short, yung punto natin dito ay Frankie is just one out of the millions of women who support or actually is totally against gender-based violence and sexual abuse. But, gaya nga ng i-expound na natin, no? These violations does not only happen on women. It happens across all genders. And naalala ko yung, gusto ko lang i-share sa iyo, Adjel, no?
Mm-hmm.
Na naalala ko yung kwento ng best friend ko sa akin when she was sexually harassed in the streets. And she was very afraid to speak about it. But she finally took the courage to say so. And then her boyfriend beside her was listening together with us. And her boyfriend, out of a sudden, actually spoke up and he said na he has received a lot of sexual harassments from other men too or other people. So, you see, hindi lang siya nangyayari in just one gender. But our point here is gender-based violence need to be stopped. So,
yes.
The mere fact that it still exists amid all the laws that were passed, there is still so much work to do. So,
yeah. Kasi nga, diba, ang sexual violence and gender-based violence, manifestations ito of gender equality eh. Or that is deeply rooted in our society and culture, yung pagkakaroon talaga ng iba't ibang paningin sa gender, diba? At marami pang factors na nagpe-play into kung bakit iba't iba ang pagtingin natin, diba?
So, why is the risk of experiencing gender violence greater? Or lalo na ngayon, no, sa panahon ng pandemya, na we mm-hmm. are hashtag stay at home. Why is it very important to discuss, especially during the pandemic? And I just want to highlight na napaka-importante, even in the pandemic times, na there is still gender inequality existing. And dito din nagmumula ang mga violence na to. So what do you think, Jill?
I think kaya mas importante pag-usapan ng hashtag gender-based violence even during this pandemic. Kasi marami tayong naririnig na kwento even before this hashtag iha ako ng mga violations tulad ito, like kagaya nung sa Pampanga, di ko alam kung narinig niyo yon, yung sa isang dahil nag-violate sila ng curfew ay pinasayaw, at dahil mga trans women sila, ay pinasayaw sila as a form of punishment kung saan para akala mo entertainment pa nga ang pagiging trans women nila. So, and alongside of that, to think na maraming violations also or abuses na nangyayari inside their own homes, not only to women but to all kinds of genders, di ba? So I think this is why dapat hindi natin kakalimutan ang issue na to even during the pandemic. Kasi if it happens inside your own home, maaring mas na-heighten pa ang situation na ito. Pero siguro, Erin, ikaw, dahil sa mga kwento na ito, ano ba sa tingin mo, how do you think does the conversation of iha ako dahil nga nag-spark up ang hashtag iha ako sa isang local news, di ba? Tulad nung sa Pampanga. How do you think does this contribute to creating a safe and better environment for everyone?
You know, it's not just iha ako, no? I have seen a lot of hashtag activist platforms like these locally. So that means na yung hashtag activism mismo or these platforms, in short, it creates not just a safe and better environment. No, it's for especially for women. It's there. They recognize that there is a need for them to speak up, and it's not easy. Even according to my friends, no, have been victims of sexual harassment. They know how hard it is to speak up, especially on social media, where you can be bashed by anyone. And, you know, these stories, even sometimes people wouldn't bite to it. But why do we do this? Because basically, advocates create these platforms for these people too. Because they want to call out not just the perpetrators who have been, you know, they're still free and
And out there. without any form of justice.
Exactly. We need to call out the institutions on strengthening and implementing our laws against sexual abuse. So that's why these kinds of platforms are very important, no? And then now we start. Yes, yes.
Mm-mm. Kaya nga, siguro sa pagkakaroon ng hashtag activism, siguro onti-onti natin nakikita na maaari nga baka may safe space in the online sphere, possibly, although very minimal. Kasi nga, di ba, yung ang hirap nga mag-speak up online, pero people won't bite to it kasi iniisip nila na baka they're just doing it for the trend or to get attention. Pero kung iisipin natin, gagawin ba talaga ng isang victim yon? So, marami talagang layers ang hashtag iha ko sa conversation na ito. Pero siguro kung titingnan natin na dahil nga maraming public spaces, our schools, our workplaces, and even the internet, knowing also that there is a Safe Spaces Act, paano nga ba natin, sa tingin mo ba, may na-achieve na ba tayo sa pagkakaroon ng Safe Spaces Act? Or, o kaya parang may nako-contribute ba ito na siguro maaari natin sabihin na safety net para sa mga biktima ng sexual harassment or ng gender-based violence?
Alam mo, achieve na achieve, supposedly, malaking tagumpay para sa ating mga kababaihan at iba pa nga genders, no? Right straight to the LGBTQIA++++. Mm-hmm. Na when Safe Spaces Act of 2019 was successfully passed, we expect that these laws would actually be recognized, especially by the perpetrators. Mm-hmm. Napakalaking tagumpay ito even until now. The challenge is that how do you strengthen the implementation on the local areas, especially hanggang sa mga laylayan. Now, yung interesting na movement ng kailangan i-abot ng Safe Spaces Act ngayon is that lumalaki na ang mga online abuses. Sexual, yes. just to let our SKLs know, no, that sexual violence that does not just include physical violence, it includes verbal violence, etc. So, emotional abuse, psychological violence. So, lahat ng ito ngayon ay mostly nangyayari online dahil din sa sitwasyon natin ngayon, ngayong pandemya. So, lumiliit ang ating safe space, but the opportunity to solve it or to end it is still big. So, para sa kaalaman ng ating mga ka-SKL, Jillian, no, let us mention these laws, kung paano tayo umabot sa Safe Space Act. Kasi before that, we actually have the Republic Act 7877 or the Anti-Sexual Harassment Act of 1995. Napakatagal na nito until we realize that there's a need to have the Safe Spaces Act. Other than that, we also have the Republic Act 9262 or the Anti-Violence Against Women and Children Act of 2004. We also have the Republic Act 8385 or the Anti-Rape Law of 1997. Other than that, we also have the Republic Act 995 or the Anti-Photo and Video Voyeurism Act of 2009. Napaka-importante nito, no? Kasi this law actually prohibits recording and prevents reproduction, distribution, and publication of sexual videos and photos. That's showing a sexual act. The male or female genitalia and of the female breast and at kung ano-ano pa, without the consent. It's important for our SKLs to know that consent is sexy. And
yes,
consent is everything, basically. So, napaka-importante that you get consent. So, ito yung mga pinaglalaban nating laws until now. Now, there are actually 6 bills in the House of Representatives and 7 more in the Senate that seek to raise the age of determining statutory rape. And in effect, the raise of the age of consent to 16 years old in some versions or 18 years old in other versions. These bills will increase protection of children from rape and other forms of sexual violence.
Okay, so tama si Erin na as an organization, PLCP, ang mga batas na ito ang isa sa mga kinakatayo, tinatayo mismo ng PLCPD. And to push for those laws, we have supporting efforts para mas mapalawak natin, mas mapatuloy natin ang conversation ng advocacy na ito. So isa dito, para sa on ending gender-based violence, we have our ongoing project to support these laws, and kami as our main implementer, proud ako dyan, the project na creating spaces to take action on violence against women and girls. Kung saan, under those, marami kaming social media efforts like sharing of messages and also other stories and infographics to end against the violence of women and girls. We also have hashtag Girl Defenders Alliance, where it's a movement that aims to remove gender-based violence and protect the rights. Yun nga, mahalaga talaga na i-uphold natin ang karapatan natin bilang babae at bilang mga babae. Dahil nga kasama ang PLCPD in drawing these policies, these efforts talaga help us push for that advocacy on ending gender-based violence. We even have in partnership with Child Rights Network. They help us with the legal advice to teach this to appropriate agencies. So, malalaman natin na hindi lang talaga tayo kasama ang sumusuporta in to this advocacy of ending gender-based violence. We also support other allies who have their own efforts in ending gender-based violence. Naniniwala talaga talaga ako na their strength in numbers. Kasi together, we know that we could push for these laws, we could push for ending this advocacy. And what we need is to really strengthen this advocacy, which would also result into strengthening these laws for us to be able to implement it properly. Diba?
Yan yung ano, sa madaling salita, Jillian, it's hashtag SKL. Sumama kang lumaban, mga ka-SKL. Kailangan natin ng mas malaking puwersa in order to pass these policies and to create more action even to the local levels, no? Napakaganda ng discussion na yun natin na Jill, no? Ang daming we hope that work at SKLs have realized a lot of things and learned a lot of things too, and they will be motivated to move in their own communities. So as we wrap up our conversation today, Jill, ano nga ba yung mga important reminders natin para sa ating mga KSKLs?
Siguro isa sa mga mahalaga na dapat natin malaman ay kung saan nga ba tayo pwedeng pumunta or humingi ng tulong kung tayo ay naging biktima and also survivor ng gender-based violence. So kung if you are in immediate danger, you may contact or go immediately to your barangay captain or barangay chairperson, and you may also dial the hotline 117 for emergency response.
Ayun. And they can also reach PNP and their Aling Police number for reports of violence against women and children too. At this is their cell number, 0926-320-8613.
The Commission on Human Rights is also with us in ending gender-based violence. Where you can report to them through their e-report sa Gender Ombud Portal at gbvcovid.report.
Ayun. And napaka-importante too that our victims / survivors get some psychosocial support. And it's good to have organizations such as Luna's Collective as a support. And you can just message them on their Facebook page for concerns, as well as on reproductive health and violence against women and children. So just go to facebook.com/ Lunas Collective. Now, the hashtag Iyako movement, we heard a lot of hashtags today, no?
Yes.
But this movement among and others represent the groups of unheard voices emerging amid the present flawed system that has been present throughout the years. And our homes, schools, workplaces, the streets, and even the cyberspace have become a breeding ground for gender-based violence, as these victims carry the trauma in their everyday lives. And even in the middle of a global pandemic, safe spaces should be established in order to protect us from any form of violence. Now, even after spending time on tackling gender-based violence, we have barely touched on what it really is and its manifestations. Marami pang pwedeng pag-usapan. And yes, there are other issues that are attached to this now. One of these is child marriage. And it's really shocking to know that this is still existing in our country. Now, share ko lang mga ka-SKLs. Our next episode will be on how we can end hashtag and child marriage.
Yun. So, para masundan tayo to our next episode, don't forget to follow PLCPD on our social media accounts. We have Facebook and also Instagram. So, it's all, and Twitter at PLCPD 1989. And for more information on this topic, particularly on violence against women and girls, you may follow Creating Space, the Facebook page of Creating Spaces to Take Action on Violence Against Women and Girls in order to support the Girl Defenders Alliance. Diba? So,
yes.
This has been Jill.
And this is Erin. Maraming salamat sa pagsubaybay dito lang sa SKL The UHD Podcast.
Sa dambanan ng katotohanan, sa ngalan ng katarungan, ihahayag pangarap at mithi ng bayan ko may luha't bigati. Sa puso at taong kaunlaran sa puso.